Hello, and welcome to Parents Uninterrupted. I am Rose.
And I'm Ethan.
And we're here to have an honest conversation to help you live a fulfilling life as parents. Can you believe it? We're in 2021 already. Last year was such a blur.
Literally. Everything, every day, it all blended together.
I know, and it doesn't help that we're now older. I personally really feel like time is speeding up. I remember when I was a kid, a day kind of felt like forever. And now I blink, it's another year. I usually don't remember, when I date things on paper, I don't remember changing the year until like March or April.
I also feel like I should really, really do more to stay healthy now that I'm just a little bit older.
We all do. And I think that's what this episode is about. So let's talk about that now. This episode is about wellness. Talking about wellness, I want to expand the definition of wellness here beyond just fitness and diet, what people usually think about when they talk about wellness. Wellness means different things to different people, obviously. But I think wellness is really to have the physical and mental condition to go after what you want in life.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it.
Well, I'll give you an example. If I were an athlete, well, not that I would ever have that potential, but hypothetically, if I were an athlete, I would focus on my diet and training routine more so I can perform athletically, which enables me to probably go for a bigger pay package and winning some games and competition or whatever, like the accolades that I pursue. So wellness in that realm is very much about the fitness and nutrition category. But if I were an athlete, and I'm also a parent, I'm an athlete with kids, then it changes a little bit. So the flexibility and access to spend time with my family and kids while I'm training becomes part of my wellness because that's important to me mentally.
Okay, let's bring it back to reality because you're no athlete. But what if you worked in the financial industry and you had two kids?
Well, way to kind of crush my dream there a little bit. Yeah, that's who I am. Work in the financial industry and have two kids. I'm more of a 9-to-5 person. Then I would say it really depends on what is important to me. Look, I had to provide like a general assumption in the athlete's example, but the idea is that if you want to pursue certain goals in life, or you have a vision or just want to live life in a certain way, then wellness really means that you're physically and mentally able to do that. And the habits that help you to get to that physical mental condition are really the wellness habits you need to build.
Can you give me some specifics?
So using myself as an example, I work full time. I'm trying to build a career, leading some big projects for organizations. And I want to be really involved in my kids' lives. And I also have this dream of providing meaningful content to help other people with their lives. So I need to have the physical stamina, mental sharpness, and the emotional stability to do all these things.
Wow, that's a lot of things there. So how does that transition to habits?
Well, for me at the moment, it's really comes down to an effective, consistent workout routine. I also need good sleep so I can stay mentally sharp. And I need time to think to create. There's also one more thing that is the utmost importance to me, and I absolutely suck at it, and I'm really working on it, and that is being present. But that deserves a whole episode on its own, so I won't go into that here today. It's really the next episode.
I think it's more than an episode for you on that piece, but it seems like you know exactly what you want.
Well, I do for now. I didn't always know. Honey, do you remember the days? I think it was a few years back when Scarlett was younger. For actually a couple of years, I felt really lost. And I was trying to find my way, my direction. And you were frustrated for me. And I remember you saying to me, honey, tell me what you want. I can't help you if you don't know what you want.
I remember that. Yeah, and It was a tough time, and I was really frustrated for you.
Yeah, so here's the truth that I really want to spell out for my fellow parents. Being a parent, and sometimes we really get lost just being busy. You know, when that child comes along in our lives and all of a sudden we need to take care of that baby and we're completely swamped by all the things that we need to do during the day. And, you know, years go by and after a while you kind of get lost in there and you sometimes don't really know what you want for yourself anymore. But here's the ticker. If you don't know what you want, then you can't define what wellness means to you. And you won't be able to prioritize. And you can't really set the right mind and have the intention to achieve a fulfilling life. And that's when you start to feel unfulfilled.
Yeah, it took you a while to figure that out.
Yes, it did. It took quite a long time, like really, really longer than I would have liked. I think it took a couple years at least just for me to try to figure things out and didn't even figure things out entirely. It was more like gradually. But I think where I stumbled, and I'm hoping that while by sharing this, I can help some of other people out there, because a lot of people tend to make the same mistake, is that I tried to define what I wanted for my entire life. So basically, I was trying to answer this like thousands, if not tens of thousand year old human question of what is the meaning and purpose of my life. And then it dawned on me after, you know, reading lots of self-help books or you checking out the podcast and other people's wisdom out there, that it dawned on me that you actually don't need to answer that question. We're all on our journeys. What we need to define really is what matters to us now at this particular moment. And I think this is especially true for parents because each stage our kids are in and each season of life we're in, we would want different things.
Okay, so it's about the meaning at that moment. So if you define what you want and wellness accordingly, then what?
Right. So the meaning at that moment, I don't want to take credit for that. I think the wisdom did come from the world famous book by Viktor Frankl, and it's on the meaning of life. So it's about this Holocaust survivor who writes about what is the true meaning of life. So he did have a famous quote that the meaning of life, I can only remember the gist of it. The gist of it is like the meaning of life is not in the life in itself as an entirety, but rather in this moment, what it means to you at this moment. So once you know that, if you do know what matters to you at this particular moment, then you need to build the habits that gives you the body and mind to be able to do that. Now, those habits and building those habits, that's the hard part.
It's true, because there's never enough time and enough energy, especially like in our situation when you have kids to take care of. But I also noticed that on your blog, you put some tips on how to build these habits.
Yep, I did. So please check out my blog. parents-uninterrupted.ca, and you'll see some outlines of the tips of how to build these habits. So let's go into that now. Let's talk about them. So the number one I listed is really for parents to, it's important to prioritize. So don't be overly ambitious. And I would say for each year, you know, pick two or three priorities of habits that you want to build tops. Don't make it too many because then you really lack focus. Also, I find that being overly ambitious creates a type of mental stress that leads to procrastination. I think we're sometimes thinking when we procrastinate things, it's lack of motivation. I don't think it's lack of motivation. I think it's really when you have something that is so big that it makes you stress out when you think about it. That stress itself is what leads to procrastination. So, you know, prioritize and only pick two to three things.
I also noticed you said, you mentioned around picking realistic habits according to the season of life or parenting that you're in at the moment. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the stage of parenting is very important in terms of the habits that you pick, that you want to build. For my daughter, who was a terrible sleeper at night, when she was little, if you have a newborn baby and if you aim to sleep 8 hours a night, I think that's somewhat unrealistic unless you have a night nurse 24/7 all the time. But if you have a young baby, maybe pre-making some healthy, less processed snacks and stack them in the fridge. And when you go for stroller walks or when you're doing other things and you can just grab and go instead of eating junk food, that may be an achievable option. I want to share some of the examples that are not really typical, and they were shared with me by other fellow parents who found them really helpful and worked. The goals can be, for example, dedicate 30 minutes of alone time to yourself every day. No kids, no spouse, no work. And just
No spouse.
Just solitude is important to some people, right? So if solitude or that time of self-rejuvenation is important to you, then find a way to dedicate just 30 minutes a day to spend some quality time with yourself. And just be with yourself and enjoy it. Another goal I found useful was to leave your phone outside your bedroom. So you're not reaching for it the first thing you get up in the morning, and that would not be the last thing you look at before you go to sleep, because we all know that that can be an all-consuming habit and is not very healthy. For myself, and I have a slightly obsessive type of personality, so I really have to make a conscious effort to batch my social media time to a specific time of the day. So, for example, during lunchtime or right after the kids go to bed for like maybe an hour a day, and that's where I do all my social media so that I'm not like constantly being on my phone and being consumed by it.
Now, I know that you're a recovering perfectionist. So when I saw this this point you listed here, it's actually quite on point. So can you speak a little bit about don't be a perfectionist?
Yeah, absolutely. So guilty as charged, and being a perfectionist, I don't think it's something that you just like wake up and decide to be. I think this is a tendency for some people that are somewhat born with. So you either get it from your mom, dad, or you just have this tendency of you want to do things a certain way, and you don't like, you know, how things are done when they're not matching your standard. But I have to say throughout my life, and what I've concluded is being a perfectionist is really detrimental to almost every aspect of life. So don't be a perfectionist. And for example, if you aim to do 30 minutes of exercise and you only made to 20 minutes, and don't consider it a failure and don't beat yourself up for it, because I think, you know, sometimes being a perfectionist is also an excuse. Like, we use failure as an excuse to ditch the effort altogether sometimes. So instead, reevaluate the goal. Maybe 30 minutes is just too long. If you can't stick to it, then aim for 20 minutes instead.
And I love your final point here around expect failures and redefine success. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, so honey, remember when Scarlett was born? For those who...
Sure do.
for those who didn't know, she's my second born. She was a whopping 10-pound baby. Nobody expected that. Carrying her through pregnancy and giving birth to her completely changed my body. I was out of shape for sure. My muscle mass decreased regardless of the size of the clothes that I wore. I did not fit my clothes the same way. And not only that, the physical demands of motherhood really wore me down. So I was out of breath all the time. I felt lack of energy all the time. So I knew the only thing that would help me is to start exercising. So I tried to start an exercising routine. And I even had a really good trainer who was a friend's recommendation at the time to help me out. And she's a mom herself, and she was very passionate about it. And her name is Christine. She was so fantastic. But I honestly only lasted for 2.5 weeks. I was so tired from being the mom of two. I just couldn't keep it up. So then a couple months later, I tried again. And I probably, that time lasted, I don't know if it's 6 to 8 weeks. And then I gave it up again because I went back to work. And all of a sudden, you know, the routine that you knew completely got thrown upside down again. So I think I iterated and I tried and I stopped and I tried and I stopped. It really took me until she was 2.5 years old. So it was like over a 2-year period of time that I figured out the right time, duration, and the arrangement for my family so that I could make this workout stick. So now I still have hiatus here and there, but the difference is that it doesn't feel like an effort for me to start again. Because it has truly become a habit and feels normal to me. In fact, if I do take a break, I really enjoy that break without exercising. But by the end of that break, I just can't wait to go back to my exercise routine because that's what feels normal to me. So what I learned from this experience is that I no longer define my success as how close I am to my goal. Like, I don't think I'm today fit as I would like to be honest. I'm still working on it, and it will forever be a work in progress. But I define my success by looking back. It's like, you know, yes, I only lasted 4 weeks, I only lasted 6 weeks, but how did I compare from the day that I started? I did make progress, and that itself is a success.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. So how do these differ from New Year's resolutions? Because we know those don't really work.
They don't. And nobody does New Year resolution anymore. And, you know, there's a bunch, if you watch TikTok, there's a bunch of resolution fail video that's trending like crazy out there. So the fundamental difference between New Year's resolution and the iterative process of building these habits is the acceptance of failure. So New Year's resolution talks about motivation and expects yourself, like you basically set this expectation of yourself that you're going to do things differently all of a sudden starting now because it's January 1st. Guess what? I have news for you. You're not a different person just because the clock strikes to a new year. You're still you. If you hated exercising on December 31st, you still hate it on January 1st. Motivation itself is not enough. You need to look at this as a step to help you achieve the priorities, the life, what matters to you at this moment. So you also accept yourself, right? You expect failure. So when you fail in February or in April, or when you try to go back to it in June, you don't beat yourself up. And you give yourself credit for having made thus far to February, to April, or what have you. And then you start the next generation iteration without expecting yourself to last for the whole year. Honey, do you remember Dr. Lees?
Oh yeah, shout out to Dr. Lees.
Yeah, Dr. Lees, Dr. Janelle Lees, by the way, was a life coach who was highly recommended to me during the years that I mentioned earlier that I was quite lost. And I remember having conversations with friends who cared and colleagues, and they recommended me going to this life coach, Dr. Janelle Lees. Some of you probably have seen her on TV, I'm not sure. So I did. I went to Dr. Lees for a few sessions, and she was fantastic. She really helped me out a lot. But she was so expensive, I could only afford a few sessions.
But hey, you got some good advice from those sessions.
I did. So one of the advice Dr. Lees gave me is to think about it, like when you're building these habits, like a video game. I believe we all play some kind of video games before. For me, like I'm not into this new age Fortnite or...
Or you still play video games like myself or Blake.
Right. But I no longer do, unlike the boys. But I did. I was a fan of Super Mario when I was growing up. And if you remember how you play video games, right, you will literally fail again and again and again at that level. And what you do, like in Super Mario, is you fail, but then you learn from each time that you die. Like you have 3 lives and then you die. Either, you know, you bump into a turtle or you like fell into a ditch. you didn't jump high enough or what have you. But you lose your three lives and then you give it another go. You go back to the beginning and you remember how you died and you remember where those like coins and the mushrooms are. And then you take the learning from last time and you give it another go and you do it and you fail and you die again and again until you get to the end of the level. And when you get to the end of the level, and that's when things really change and then you have some new challenges. But the idea is that, you know, if we think about our lives and if you're in my audience and a fellow parent, the chances are you probably have a similar lifestyle that from Ethan and I, that your everyday life in North America is somewhat similar. It's not like every day differs dramatically. So every single day we wake up is really another day and life's giving you another chance, just like the video game, to give it another go. So you avoid the mistakes that you made before, and you don't mind yourself failing again, but you learn from that, and then eventually you get to that next level.
Now, you talked about it a bit earlier about people being in different places or different stages in their life. So what if you're in a place right now that it makes it feel so hard to do any of this?
And absolutely. So I think, you know, from different stages of life, there are absolutely the kind of periods where you just feel like you can't dedicate any effort or time to your own wellness. And for parents, and that's not uncommon. I was there once when both my kids were young. I was trying to go back to work. And I believe the cost of childcare was so expensive. I also had very limited financial resources to seek help for myself. So Ethan and I, during that period of time, literally felt like we just barely managed to keep our heads above water, let alone, you know, trying to build some habits or, you know, thinking about things beyond that. And that's why my workout effort kind of failed. So if you are in such a state of life, don't despair, because I think there's one last thing you can do, and it is really the most powerful thing that you can do, and that is the power of acceptance and presence, and which is our next episode.
Wow, I can't wait for that conversation.
Right, I can't either, because it's really it's one of those things that the wisdom I gained from not only making a ton of mistakes myself in my life, but also from other fellow parents and also from a lot of the wise people, the authors and the successful people out there about being present. So I think it's going to be a very exciting episode coming up. But let's recap this episode for our audience. We really hope that you start the year on the right foot. So think about what matters to you at this moment. Don't expand it to the whole life. If you do know what you want for your entire life, that's fantastic. That's great. Congratulations. And work. And then it's easier for you to build good habits to get there. But if you don't, it's okay. Just define what matters to you this year at this moment. And then define the wellness to build what you need to be in that physical and mental condition to get those things that you want. And make sure your goals are realistic. And when you action them, accept and expect failure. But instead of stopping, iterate on them like you're playing a video game.
I think having the right mindset will also help us take action and move forward. And that's what our next episode is about, the power of acceptance and presence. Any last thoughts to share with our audience before we wrap up this episode?
Yeah, absolutely. As we all watch the news and, you know, carefully monitor how life is going to be in 2021, what's happening with the vaccine, I would say some days we feel hopeful because of the news and some days it's a disappointment. It's really kind of out of our control. But I would say that how 2021 this year will be for you, we ourselves have the power to decide. So let's not treat wellness as a periodic evaluation, how we score and measure ourselves, but let it be the little things we do every day and every moment.
With that, we wish you a great start to the year. Don't forget to watch us on TikTok for some fun family humor. Our handle is herbs_family. So it's herbs_family. And once again, thank you for letting us be part of your life today.
Thank you, and tune in for the next episode on acceptance and presence.